We are back on your 50,000-watt home for Baltimore Ravens football and Baltimore Orioles baseball, 1090 AM WBAL. We're with philanthropist, entrepreneur, baseball player, Adam Jones. And Adam, let's get right to it. Truth with 10. These tweets
I did it right.
You ready for this?
I'm always ready, man.
Okay, let's get to it. Bobby Mickens writes in, how was batting practice today?
It was good. I said it was good.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
I took 5 rounds, and they're very crisp.
Okay.
My coordination right now is syncing up a little bit better right now.
Okay.
Jenny understands what that means.
I understand what that means. Hand-eye and bat speed, right?
You really don't.
Okay. You're right. I don't understand what it's like for a 32 home run guy to know what it's like when things are syncing up.
We all chose different paths, Hollander.
Yes, that is true.
You know what I mean?
I do know
your job, trust me.
All right. Jenny Bowen writes in, since you'll be in NOLA, name any must-haves as far as meal or places that you should try and get when you go down there.
What did Audie tell me? Some oysters, some fried oysters. She said, I don't like oysters, but she says she's been down there and the oysters have been amazing. So, I'm gonna go down there and try some fried oysters for the first time.
Jay says he loves fried oysters, so I'll take Jay at his word for that as well. Lauren Elizabeth writes in, what's your favorite TV show? You want to answer that, and then there's a follow-up to that.
My favorite TV show of all time or right now?
Right now.
Right now? Property Brothers. I like those guys.
What channel is that on?
HGTV.
Okay. And then Lauren Elizabeth also writes in, if you could live anywhere besides Baltimore or San Diego, where would it be?
La Jolla in San Diego.
Oh, man, this is the truth of 10.
Del Mar. Yeah, it's the truth, man. Why would I want to? I don't.
No, man, this is the truth.
This place is the San Diego, living here in San Diego. I mean, if you don't mind driving every single place you go, is, man. You get the best thing. It's expensive, but you got to be able to afford it. If you can afford it and don't mind driving, I tell you, come here. I tell anybody, come to San Diego.
Sean Stafford, and I love this one, he tweets in, can you smuggle shaving cream onto the field for the Super Bowl and pie some Ravens in the face?
I mean, they'd beat the living hell out of me if I did that. So, no. Them dudes are monsters. Yeah, tackle me, security would come on me. I'd be treated like I was like I was just a terrorist or something. Nah, I ain't doing that.
That's true. You're not getting shaving cream at the Super Bowl into that stadium.
Not at Super Bowl. Somebody gonna punch me right in the side of my face.
Maybe week one or something. You could pull that off at M&T Bank Stadium.
Nah, I want to pie. I just want to pie executives.
No, that works too. Mikey Terps writes in, how will the Ravens adjust to Colin Kaepernick?
Say that one more time.
Mikey Terps writes in, how will the Ravens adjust to San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick?
Ask the defensive coordinator that question.
Okay. You know, he was a star pitcher, I believe, in California. He was one of the best high school baseball players in California, and I think he was drafted.
I see that. Look at the dude. He's huge.
He really is.
He's a great athlete. Huge.
And he's also...
Yeah, man, I don't know how the Ravens are going to draw up a defense. I was at the game. I think when you're at the game watching it, you really just see what happens rather than, like, formations. You know what I mean? You see certain things, but, like, you're not seeing if they're running a 5-2 or 4-3 or, you know, a nickel. I don't know what that is. I just, man, whatever they do, ask the defense coordinator because he's the one that's got to draw up the plan for them.
And he's on a roll right now. Jeff tweets
in. He's doing a damn good job. Jeff Caldwell.
Jeff tweets in, the new relationship between the Orioles players and the Ravens players, explain how this has all happened and come about, where you're at these games and they're supporting you guys. And, of course, we've talked about this before, Adam. It just lights up the city when this development, and you've been a huge, huge part of it.
I mean, I just think I'm just supporting the city that's, you know, supported me. I think that's what I'm pretty much doing. I'm not trying to. You know, it's all genuine. I'm not like, now I'm the biggest Ravens fan in the world. You know, I want to go get a tattoo of Ravens, a Maryland flag on my back. That's not me. But I'm just supporting them, and the players appreciate it, the fans appreciate it, and you know they're a damn good team. And I think I'm gonna be around that city a little bit, you know, for the next 6 years.
At least I'll put that caveat in there. At least.
So I might as well, you know, support the hometown team, right?
Yes, indeed. And the notorious Craig Hollander, my brother, he's dying to know your review of Django Unchained.
That movie was hilarious. I didn't feel offended at all. It was hilarious. I just think that some of the actors just probably really wanted to say that word, and this was the opportunity of a lifetime to do it. But it was, you know, the script. Jamie Foxx was talking like he was in a totally just a normal movie. You know what I mean? Like he was in Ray or something. Just like he did not sound like a slave. You know what I mean? I heard the word, one of the slaves or somebody said, what was it? Paraphrase?
Mm-hmm.
What slave you know in 1963 knows the damn word paraphrase?
Unreal.
But it was hilarious. It was like the kind of a spoof to Inglourious Bastards.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
You know, Quentin Tarantino is Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's been very successful at being Quentin Tarantino. Well, Adam, maybe we'll catch up in NOLA next week. Safe travels to you. Enjoy your crank up right now for spring training 2013 in Sarasota, and we'll catch up soon.
All right, mate.
That's Adam Jones, philanthropist and all, with the Truth with 10, another segment here exclusively on Sportsline. We're back with more next here on WBAL.